Welcome back to the F590 show. We are hoping to be joined by Lisa Hart here momentarily from Fox 2 News at 4 a.m. She will be hosting the Bark at the Park and Forest Park tomorrow. So hopefully the weather will be good and they can raise a lot of money for the Humane Society. Hopefully she'll be joining us here momentarily. I know a lot of people were kind of upset that Max Sierra was sent back down to the minors in place of Johnny Peralta. And, I mean, I understand the logic that Max Sierra is a player that needs to play every day to get better. But I believe it was Rob Raines, when we had him on Monday, he said that he may just be one of those players as a better major league player than he is a minor league player. And Max Sierra going down to Springfield, that's actually a promotion for him. Because before that, he was at single A Palm Beach. Now he's at double A Springfield. And I'm seeing something here from Arch City Sports that Tyler Lyons will be starting tomorrow for Springfield. So it looks like the Cardinals may be closer to getting him back as well. But Johnny Peralta, I'm not sure what exactly the long-term plans are for Johnny Peralta. I do kind of get the sense that the Cardinals are bringing him back to see, to make sure 100% what they have in him. Is he good or is he bad? Do they want to keep him around? Do they want to designate him for assignment? Do they want to see if they can find some way to maybe package him within a trade deal? Not sure exactly. Stay-at-home Vic texting in, when is Piscotty and Lyons back? I would imagine Piscotty and Lyons will both be back sometime this weekend.
Yeah, and there was a little tweet that Jim Hayes sent out a little bit more than an hour ago. I pulled up here. John Mozeliak, this is a tweet from Jimmy the Cat Hayes again at the Cat on Fox. John Mozeliak says that because of the rain and the forecast for Springfield, the Cards are thinking about bringing Piscotty back. Now, if you remember yesterday, there was a little point from Derek Gould who mentioned that Piscotty was pulled out of Thursday night's game in Springfield earlier than expected, precautionary reasons, that he was going to get a start tonight. I guess the rain, obviously with the rain, they don't want him playing on a field.
Yeah, you don't want him running on a wet track.
That would be crappy. I guess they can figure that he can you know, finish the next day or two of rehab here back with the big club. So we could see the Piscotty move come here as early as – I wouldn't be surprised if we maybe see a post-game announcement about it.
Stay-at-home Vic also texts again, why not keep a speed kit up and send down Adams? I'm with you on that one, but I'm telling you the logic behind it is that Adams is probably – they're saying that Adams is probably the more – established Major League Baseball player, and that's the reason why they're keeping him. That he's a good pinch. I mean,
also
Adams is a good pinch hitter, a left-handed bat off the bench. He is good at that.
He's a good pinch hitter, but also you have to think about this.
First base as well.
I was going to say, with no Jose Martinez, who plays first base without Matt Carpenter, if something happens to Matt Carpenter, Matt Adams is the only one who can play
first
base.
The only one I can think of.
I was going to point out that I don't know.
You put Jed Jerko over at first, and you put Peralta in to third.
I was also wondering if Adams has, how many options Adams has left.
That's a good question, too.
Because he got moved around a bunch, especially last year. So I'm not sure how many options Adams has left. I honestly just thought, it's the last year of a $10 million deal. The money's essentially paid to Peralta. I understand they're trying to see if he can make something happen over the next 2 or 3 weeks, and then they could flip him for some kind of single-A prospect they could do something with later on. But I just don't understand the point. Like, I understand that rationale and trying to get something for the money you've put in, but at the same time, is the chance that might give you something that you could do, a player that you might be able to do something with in a few years, is that really worth it, sending down Max Sierra while he's in the middle of one of the best starts we've ever seen from a Cardinals call up in history of the organization? I just don't understand why we're really worrying about just getting something from Peralta at this point.
Well, I think it's just kind
of
like they're just
much
making,
of anything. Let him go.
I think they're just trying to make sure they know for sure what he is and what he isn't.
That's fair.
I think that's exactly what it is. Because
I get that. The guy's talented. He's put up numbers in the past.
He has. He's put up numbers in the past.
He can play shortstop because he's a right place, right time kind of defender. You obviously get him now as your backup third baseman to Jed Jerko, who's hitting the ball if he stops. You want to have that option there. I understand that. It's just unfortunate when you talk about killing the excitement around Mag Sierra. Because again, I would like to get rid of Matt. I would like to send out Matt Adams. He's not doing that much beyond being a pinch hitter. But again, you can't because of the positional thing. Same time, we're talking about the positional, having a viable backup. Clearly, that didn't hold them back from sending Mags down in the first place. So. How much?
And they're also going with the theory that
second first baseman, fourth outfielder.
That he, okay, where is Max Sierra going to get the most playing time? In Springfield or up here?
Yeah, that's true.
In Springfield, that's especially, yeah, now, especially now if you're getting close to getting Piscotty back, you can send him. I mean, like I said, this is a bit of a promotion of him going to A to Double A. I think you could probably almost send him to Memphis. But
he just had a 7-game hitting streak to start his Major League Baseball career. This is not. This is a demotion. And that's all it is.
Okay, I understand that, but I mean,
let's not get cute. He was in Single A. Now he's no. It's all a demotion.
All of his hits,
started off with 7 straight hits.
All of his hits, they've all been base hits. So it's not like he's hitting for a lot of power. He is great on the base pass. He is a lot of fun to watch. He did energize the fan base.
Burger, power doesn't matter if your single is going to turn into a double every time. I don't care what you're slugging if the single is going to be a double eventually almost every time you get on base. Slug doesn't matter at that point.
I would rather see Mag Sierra come up than Johnny, or Mag Sierra play than Johnny Peralta, but unfortunately, I do not get to make those decisions. You and I are not in charge.
Yeah, I know. It's a sad realization I wake up to every morning. Oh, I'm not turning in the lineup card tonight. That's not me. That's Mike Matheny. Oh, well.
I wonder how you would do as a baseball manager, Matt Rocchio.
Not as well as I would do in some other sports. I would do quite poorly in some ways. In fact, yeah, no, I would not do that great. I'll be honest. I think I'm much better about bitching about lineup changes than actually having to make on the fly lineup changes and pitching changes. Nope, not going to do it. Mainly because something tells me that by my first week, I'd screw up the bullpen phone. And that happened like a year and a half ago, and we're still ragging on Matheny for that one.
Stay-at-home Vic texting back in again. If Dexter is still hurt can't throw, why not DL Dexter and keep the speed guy up? Because I don't know if they really need to DL Dexter. I think he can throw. It's just not at 100%.
He's also mashing at the plate right now.
Yeah, and Dexter Fowler has been swinging a hot bat.
He's just destroyed. I mean, this is right now. What he's doing right now offensively is the closest thing we've seen to what you paid him to do. It's kind of hard to walk away from it, from that now. Again, at the same time, there's a lot of people who are worried about Fowler. There's people who are tentatively saying, Cardinals are saying he's not really comfortable throwing the ball, and yet there he is out in center field.
Well, I mean, it's not like the Cardinals have a whole lot of precedence of doing. Oh, yeah, they have with Randall Grichuk. And with Albert Pujols when he was an outfielder, too. A lot of people forget that Albert Pujols actually started as a third baseman, and then they moved him to left field after they picked up Scott Rolen, and then they moved him to first base after that.
What is this, Burger? The same organization that once had the center fielder short toss it to the right fielder so that he could make the throw?
Yes.
Or whatever the hell that arrangement was? Come on! Well, but let's, by the way, back up and just remember, that happened. That was something the Cardinals chose to do in a Major League Baseball game.
Oh, I know. And they had Colton Wong playing left field.
Like from the first year. Like from the first inning, that was their plan. Like it didn't even happen where it was like the 19th inning and they had to come up with crap. Like that was their plan from the first inning.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't think we talk about that enough. That was ridiculous.
They've done many things that are ridiculous.
That's got it.
And hopefully this is not going to be one of them. Hopefully Johnny Peralta can come up and he can mash.
That one's, in my opinion, That is more egregious than Waka versus Ishikawa.
I heard them talk about this on the hard line when I was driving in this afternoon about Johnny Peralta. Is he the most kind of vilified player on a St. Louis sports team
now? No, they had the correct answer. They had 100% the correct answer.
That is Yuri Laterra.
100% the correct answer.
Because I don't think people hate Johnny Peralta.
Yeah, people hate Yuri Laterra.
People hate Yuri Laterra.
That, I mean, there was this beautiful point of bliss where no one hated a Blues player for a little bit because Patrick Berglund had picked it up and no one had really caught on to the fact that Yuri Laterra was a waste of space. And then about a week later, everyone just picked up all their Patrick Berglund hate and very conveniently, very quickly, sloughed it all onto the shoulders of Yuri Laterra, which is why he was skating so slow.
Who would you say is the most hated St. Louis sports figure of all time? Not an opponent, but someone who played for a St. Louis team.
See, that's tricky, though, because we come hard at people who play for us for a short period of time but don't end their career with us. Remember how hard St. Louis people came after J.D. Drew?
J.D. Drew was one of them, although there were a lot of women who loved J.D. Drew.
Are we considering people like that who left a St. Louis team and were vilified
Anybody.
Because of that reason?
They had to have played for a St. Louis organization for a minimum of 2 years.
The most hated former St. Louis. Ooh,
there's a lot. Like, the player was here, and they played a lot of games, and just the fans could not stand him. J.D. Drew was one of them that comes to mind. To me, Tino Martinez is another one, too. That Tino Martinez came here, and he was supposed to be the replacement for Mark McGwire, and all of his power was gone, and he was also away from that short porch at Yankee Stadium, and he didn't exactly play well and didn't exactly mesh well with the St. Louis crowd either. So I would say Tino Martinez is up there.
Especially the Cardinals, I can't think about another Cardinal who returned who got booed other than...
I'm not talking about someone who left and came back. I'm talking about someone who played.
No, but I'm saying like when. It's why J.D. Drew is the only one I can think of with the Cardinals, because he's the only former Cardinal I can think of that when he came back to Busch with the Red Sox got booed by Cardinals fans. Everybody else, we give standing ovations to like Rafi Furqual after he played one season.
But okay, I think the reason why J.D. Drew was like this is because, and I'm one of them. I think everybody thought that J.D. Drew was soft.
Colby Rasmus
is one of them too. I think a lot of that has to do with his dad.
Colby might be the most recent one that I can think of. I'm trying to think of a former Ram that we did that to, or a Blue. Well, my parents, I said this before, one of the first memories of any time my parents ever cursing, for like flat out at all, or two, being mad at sports, they overlap, and it's when Brett Hull won the Stanley Cup with Dallas the very next year.
Yeah, but I mean...
But I don't think a lot of... St. Louis people obviously didn't
If people still they were mad Brett about Hull, him, he wouldn't be with the organization
They were mad
now.
About that, but I don't think they ever... I don't think... But also, even in the time, I think people were mad about the fact that he did it, but they didn't personally vilify Hulley for making the jump the way he did. So I'm trying to think of a Blue or a Ram they did that with. Especially with Blues. I'm missing one probably just because of my age.
Well, Blues,
I'm sure there was a Blue enforcer.
Patrick Berglund's a pretty good one until he came back. A lot of people hated Patrick Berglund for a long time.
But I'm also wondering, I bet there's somewhere with the Cardinals,
Roman Turek,
the football Cardinals, or the Blues, where there's an old Blues enforcer who you loved him when he was on your team, but as soon as he wasn't on the Blues anymore, you absolutely hated him.
See, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about someone who played for that team, and you were like, they kept getting playing time, and you could not stand that player.
I've got the top seven most hated Cardinals.
Okay,
you guys want to hear it? Number seven is Will Clark. Number six is Kenny Lofton. People that have. Players at Busch Stadium, most hated players.
Okay, well, because now Will Clark ended his career with the Cardinals, so that's not a good example.
Yeah, that's good.
People love Will Clark.
If it's just
now.
People hated in their time, then it's every Rams first round draft pick not named Aaron Donald, Todd Gurley, or Robert Quinn.
Yeah, I mean Ty Hill,
Adam Carriker, Greg Robinson. Drunk candidate.
Mrs. Janie Shanahan texting in Eric Brewer. Eric Brewer's a good one.
Oh, Eric Brewer's a great one.
Eric Brewer's a great one.
Because Eric Johnson would be another good one.
Yes.
People hated Eric Johnson. It wasn't his fault. It was just that he was the first round pick. He was the first overall pick.
And you're
over.
Looking at...
That was Taves, right? Taves, yeah.
Yeah, because everybody's comparing like who the Blues could have taken.
That one's tough.
Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Peter Jensen from the NHL Network. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Set adrift on memory bliss of you.